message.
You ever notice how the things you're most attached to cause the most stress? Like your phone. Yeah, that thing in your hand. The second it's out of sight, we're convinced it's been stolen, dropped in the toilet, or sucked into some black hole. And don't even get me started on the Wi-Fi. When it's slow, I'm looking at you, router, we declare war. And here's the thing. Buddha had a point. The root of suffering, it really is attachment. We get attached to things, to people, and even outcomes. It's like we're saying, this must go my way or I simply cannot go on. Spoiler alert, life doesn't care. Think about it. You're attached to your morning coffee, right? Then one day, the barista spells your name Mork on the cup, and suddenly, it's a personal attack on your identity. Now, I'm not saying this actually happened, but it actually happened. Is it really an attack on identity, or are we just too attached to getting our name spelled right? Okay, maybe it's a little bit of both. And it's not just things. We get attached to how we think people should behave. Like when your coworker eats your yogurt from the office fridge. You stew all day thinking, I can't believe they do this. But what if you just let it go? What if you said, you know what? They probably needed that yogurt more than I did. Are you really gonna do that? No, but it's a nice thought. Attachment makes us cling to things that were never meant to be permanent, like perfect plans, pristine cars, and relationships with people who don't text back. I'm not mentioning any names, but you know who you are. The tighter we hold on, the more it hurts when things inevitably fall apart. So what's the solution?
Learn to let go.
Or at least loosen the grip. Instead of thinking, I need this, try, I'd prefer this, but if it doesn't happen, I'll survive. It's like playing tug of war with life, right? When we let go of the rope, the other side can't drag us through the mud anymore. Plus, our hands will thank us. So the next time something does not go your way, ask yourself, am I suffering because of what happened or because I'm too attached to how I think it should have happened? And if that doesn't work, just remember, someone, somewhere is dealing with slow Wi-Fi and no coffee. Perspective is everything.